This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed the nation's Air Force commander after an F-16 crashed earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The fighter jet was one of at least six Ukraine recently received from Western nations. The Air Force commander's dismissal came after he ripped a Ukrainian lawmaker for claiming a Patriot air defense system brought down the F-16, though the Air Force did not directly deny that's what happened. Meantime, a Russian attack on Kharkiv killed six people. Zelensky points to those strikes as more evidence Western nations need to scrap restrictions on how weapons they donate can be used. At the Pentagon,
we will engage in detailed discussions about the situation on the front line.
Ukraine's defense minister did not mention the restrictions in his opening remarks while meeting with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Friday welcomed Ukraine's defense minister Rustem Umerov to the Pentagon amid a recent surge in deadly Russian airstrikes, saying the U.S. will never waver in its defense of Ukraine.
Rustem, I want to congratulate you and all Ukrainians on celebrating your Independence Day last weekend. Ukrainian people continue to fight for your freedom, and despite Moscow's cruel waves of attacks on critical civilian infrastructure earlier this week. But let me be clear, it is never acceptable to target civilians. And Ukraine's resilience will help it prevail over Putin's aggression and atrocities.
A Russian-guided bomb attack on Ukraine's northeastern city of Kharkiv hit a residential building and a playground on Friday, killing at least five people, including a child, and injuring at least 40 more, local authorities said. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured in its strikes during the war. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook,